出圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
第一处，我们看生命记。
First, in the book of Deuteronomy.
三十二章。
Chapter 32.32 Deuteronomy.
我们来念第九节。
Let's read verse 9.
第九节
Verse 9.
耶和华的份本是他的百姓，他的产业本是雅各。耶和华遇见他在旷野荒凉野兽吼叫之地，就环绕他，看顾他，保护他，如同保护眼中的瞳人，犹如鹰叫动乔窝，在鸠鹰以上，两翅三战，汲取鸠鹰，背在两翼之上。十二节。
Verse 12.
这样耶和华独自引导他，并无外邦神与他同在。耶和华使他承接地的高处，这次田界的土产，又是他从磐石中吸蜜，用坚石中吸油，也吃牛的奶油，羊的奶，羊羔的脂油，巴山所出的公绵羊和山羊，与上好的麦子，也和葡萄籽香的酒。我想这些描述的都是在旷野里面。
All this description speaks of the condition in the wilderness.
好，我们现在来看耶利米。
The book of Jeremiah.
在以赛亚书后面，耶利米书第三十三章。
It's after the book of Isaiah, chapter 33.
耶利米三十三。
Jeremiah 33.
请你念吧，我们用英文念好了。三十三章第十九节。
Verse 19. Jeremiah 33, verse 19.
我们一直念到底吧。
To the very end of the chapter. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, Thus says the Lord,If you can break my covenant for the day and my covenant for the night, so that day and night will not be at their appointed time, then my covenant may also be broken with David, my servant, so that he will not have a son to reign on his throne, and with the Levitical priests, my ministers, as the host of heaven cannot be counted, and the sand of the sea cannot be measured.So I will multiply the descendants of David, my servant, and the Levites who minister to me.
And the word, starting
from verse 25. Thus says the Lord, If my covenant for day and night stand not, and the fixed patterns of heaven and earth I have not established, then I will reject the descendants of Jacob and David, my servant, not taking from his descendants rulers over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. But I will restore their fortunes, and they will have mercy on them.
好，我们再来看诗篇，我们翻到前面，诗篇八十九篇。
Psalm 89. Flip forward, please.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
诗篇八十九篇三十五节。
Psalm 89:35.
我一次只做自己的圣洁起誓，我绝 不像大卫说谎，他的后裔要成道永远，他的宝座在我的面前怒热至恒一般。37节
Verse 37,
又如月亮永远建立，如天上去世的见证。好，我们最后我们还是翻到腓立比书。
Lastly, we turn back to the book of Philippians.
第一章
Chapter
1, 第十九节
19.
腓立比书第一章第十九节，因为我知道这事是着你们的祈祷和耶稣基督之灵的帮助，总必叫我得救，照着我所期慕所盼望的，没有一事叫我羞愧，只要凡事放胆，凡事放胆，无论是生是死，总叫基督在我身上照常的显大。好，我们低头。
Your head bow, please.
主，我们感谢你，清晨的早晨，我们能够被你的爱所吸引，再次被你呼召，我们一起来到你的跟前，在你宝座跟前，我们跪下，我们用诗歌来称颂，来赞美你，我们用心灵和诚实来敬拜你。主，我们感谢你，今天我们能够侍立在你的跟前。我们在这里能够来敬拜，能够来侍奉你，是何等大的恩典，你给我们的荣耀是何等的大。主啊，我们实在应当向你歌颂，应当向你赞美。主，你实在是恩待了你的儿女，应待了你的百姓。主，每一次来到你的跟前，我们的心要欢喜，我们的灵也应当快乐，因为今天我们成了何等的人，都是你的恩典所做成的。主，你不但一次救我们，你要救我们到底，你不是一次爱我们，你也爱我们到底。感谢我们的主，日白天黑夜你这样立了约，这安息能转，主，没有人能够废去，这是你的信实。今天也因着你的信实的广大，我们今天仍然能够侍立在这里敬拜你。谢谢我们的主，愿求你早生，我们的主真是在我们的中间，向我们施恩，向我们扬脸，向我们说话。坐在这个黑夜已深的时候，黑夜遮蔽大地，怨暗遮盖万民的时候，愿我们耶和华你的荣耀显现在我们的中间，你的荣耀显在我们的中间，显在你的教会的中间。主啊，除去我们一切的派制，正是求你除去我们一切的拦阻，除去我们一切的捆绑。主，你的灵在哪里，哪里就得到自由，就哪里就得到释放。真是求你释放我们，释放你的仆人，释放在座的每一位，让我们在你的跟前再次的重新的得力。愿我们的主，借着你丰盛荣耀，借着你的灵，叫你的仆人里面能够刚强起来，能够为你做美好的见证。愿有耳的在这里都能够听见你的话语，圣灵向众教会说的话，我们有耳的，我们都应当听。主啊，我们等候仰望圣耶稣基督的名，
阿们。
啊，时间过了很快，2007年一眨眼三个礼拜过去了。
Now time flies so quickly that already 3 weeks of this 2007 have already passed.
啊，虽然过去了三个礼拜，但是这还是正月。
Although 3 weeks have passed, but still this is the first month of the year.
啊，我记得出埃及记第十二章。耶和华对摩西说，你要以本月为正月，为一年之首。
I remember in Exodus chapter 12, God says to Moses that you should make this month the first month of the year, the year of Nisan.
虽然过去了三个礼拜，但是这还是正月。
Although 3 weeks have already passed, but still this month is considered the first month of the year.
正月还是一年的开始。
And this is the very beginning of the year.
所以我想今天我在这里同弟兄姊妹有一些交通，有一些分享。
So today I would like to have some fellowship and some sharing with you.
为什么我问弟兄姊妹 要有年月有日？
Now let me ask you a question. Why do we have years, months and days?
为什么一年要365天?
Why the year has 365 days?
为什么一年要有12个月?
Why the year has 12 months?
为什么每一个月又有30天或者31天?
Why the month has 30 or 31 days?
为什么一天又有24个小时?
And why the day has 24 hours?
为什么又有白昼又有黑夜?
Why do we have days and nights?
为什么又有春夏秋冬?
Why do we have seasons?Spring, summer, fall, and winter.
为什么宇宙中间万物中间有这么多的定律我们称它是自然的律
Why is there so many laws in this natural universe? We call them the natural laws.
当然金铁罗斯你是懂得一点天文的你说这有天文的讲究在里头
Well, today if you know a bit about astronomy, you might say there has this astronomical considerations.
罗斯你是一个科学家、生物学家
But if you're a scientist or you're a biologist,
一定会回答说因为这是为着地上的植物或者动物的生存他们的生活所以必须要有这些季节有年月日使他们能够生存在这个地上
And then you would say all these natural laws concerning days and years and nights and days are for the existence surviving of the animals and the plants
是不错的
Yes, indeed.
但是弟兄姊妹你要知道
But brother and sister, you have to know this.
所有宇宙中的万物中
Among all the creatures in the universe.
你所能够看见的
Whatever you can see.
你的眼睛所能够看见的
Whatever your eyes can behold.
你能够感受到的
Our things you can feel.
你不要忘了在这些其中还有那个摸不到看不见的无形的东西在里头。
Among all this, you have to know there is something that's invisible, that cannot be touched, that's formless.
神要写着所有你看得见的、感受到的，里面包含着属灵的意义、教训，甚至于有一个象征在里头。
Now, among all the things visible, things you can feel, there is this spiritual law, that a spiritual symbol in it.
比如像我们刚刚念的耶利米33章
For example, in Jeremiah 33 we just read
我们就看得很清楚
And we see it very clearly
耶和华对耶利米说
The Lord said to Jeremiah
你们谁能够废去我同白昼黑夜所立的约呢
Who can break the covenant of the day and my covenant of the night
谁能够废去我同我仆人大卫所立的约呢
Who can violate the covenant that I made with my servant David?
你若是能够，这个意思就是说，你若是能够废去这些白天黑夜、昼夜这个轮转的那个次序的话，你能够改变这个次序的话，你就能够废去我同我仆人大卫所立的约。
God is saying that if you can break the covenant of the transition of the days and night, then I will break my covenant with David.
谁能够使白昼黑夜颠倒过来呢
？Whoever can convert, reverse the order of day and night.
谁能够废去那个自然中间所立的那个定律呢？
Who can break the natural law in the universe?
若是你能够废去，能够改变，你就能够改变我同我仆人大卫所立的约。
If you can break this, if you can change this, then you can break the covenant I made with my servant David.
你就能够废去我同那个侍奉我立为祭司们的那个约。
Then you can abolish the covenant that I made between my ministers, the Levites, and the priests.
所以这里我们看见白日黑夜为什么有白日黑夜呢为什么有这么多的自然的力呢就说明神是信实的
Here we see that why is it that we have days and nights why is it we have this natural law it only speaks of the fact that our God is faithful
神立了约就没有人能够废去
God has established a covenant that none can break it
没有人能够废去大卫的儿子坐在他的宝座上做王
None can abolish the covenant that God says the son of David will sit on the throne to rule.
没有人能够废去立为祭司们来侍奉这位神。
And no one can break the covenant to have Levites and priests to serve this God.
为什么有这一段话呢
Why is it the Bible has this recording?
因为我们知道以色列马上这个国马上就要灭亡。
Because we know very soon Israel, this country,
他们即将要被巴比伦所掳去。
Destroyed, be taken captive to Babylon.
他们要被掳七十年的时间。
And they will be held captive for 70 years.
在这段时间，在人看来。
And during this period of time, from man's point of view,
不再有人坐在大卫的宝座上作王。
No longer was a person sitting on the throne of David.
也不再有利未祭司们在那里侍奉神。
And no more the Levitical priests could serve God.
因为在这个时候，这个国家亡掉了，就没有王。
Because the country was destroyed, perished.
因为这个圣殿就毁坏了，就没有祭司，没有侍奉，没有敬拜。
Because the holy temple was destroyed, so there was no sacrifice, no service, and no worship there.
但是神说,
But God said,
有谁能够废去我同白日黑夜所立的约?
Who can annul the covenant that I made with days and nights?
谁能够废去我同侍奉我的利未人,祭司利未人所立的约?
Who can break this covenant that I make with a Levite and priest who serve me? None.
这里我们先说这段话，我们看见一个预言，神还要复兴这些百姓。
So here we see a prophecy that God will revive His people.
神还要把他们带回耶路撒冷。
And God will bring them back to Jerusalem.
圣殿还要建造。
The holy temple will be built again.
祭司还要建立。
The priest will be established again.
但是我们知道这还是暂时的现象。
But we know this is a temporary phenomenon.
有一天这个殿又要毁坏。
And one day the temple will be destroyed again.
有一天还是没有人坐在大卫的宝座上。
And one day none will sit on David's throne.
但是感谢神。
But we give thanks to God.
我们看见这里那一个约，那一个神所立的约，一直要到延长到永永远远。
Here we see the covenant that God made will endure forever.
我们看见何西亚书第三章第五节。
And then we read in Hosea chapter 3 verse 5.
神借着何西亚说了这个预言。
Through Hosea, God said this prophecy.
他说后来以色列人要归回，要寻求耶和华他们的神。
In the latter days, Israel will return and seek out their God, the Lord.
他们要寻求他们的王大卫王。
They will seek their king, David.
他们要乘着敬畏的心归向耶和华，接受神的恩惠。
They will fear me and come for the goodness of God.
这是给我们看到有一天弥赛亚要来。
And here we see that one day Messiah would come.
当外邦人人数填满的时候，以色列全家都要得救。
When the number of the Gentiles is accomplished, then all the houses of Israel shall be saved.
我们看见以西结书第40章到48章，就是讲到那一段的时间。
And in Ezekiel chapter 43-48 speak of this period.
弥赛亚要来。
That Messiah
will come. 圣殿要重新建造。
That the Holy Spirit will be rebuilt.
君王要重新设立。
That the king will be set again.
祭司要重新起来。
That the priest will rise.
他们要侍奉，要敬拜，在圣殿里面侍奉敬拜神。
They will serve their worship.In the temple,
我们看见这位弥赛亚要坐在大卫的宝座上，他要做王，直到永永远远。
And we see this Messiah will sit on the throne of David.
神所立的约永远不能废去。
So God's covenant shall never cease.
我们现在知道为什么有白天，为什么有黑夜。
Now we know why do we have days and nights.
为什么要有太阳？为什么有月亮？为什么要有星辰
？Why do we have the sun? We have the moon. We have the stars.
我们看见刚刚念的诗篇第八十九篇。
And in Psalm 89. We just read.
耶和华一次向自己起誓，向着他的圣洁起誓。
The Lord once swore by His holiness.
他绝不向大卫说谎。
That He would never lie to David.
他的后裔要存到永远。
That His descendants shall endure.
他的宝座要像太阳一样的永远坚定。
That His throne will be like the sun before God, established forever.
并且要像月亮一样的永远坚定，并且在天上做那个。确实的见证。
It's established as the sun, at even like the faithful witness in the sky.
我们看见日头也好，月亮也好，都做见证。一个什么见证？就是神是信实的。
So we see here sun and moon, they all bear one witness. What witness is this? That our God is faithful.
虽然以色列要亡国。
Although Israel, the country, shall be destroyed.
但是大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，耶和华的慈爱不会离开他们。
Even the mountains shall be removed, the hills be shaken, but the Lord's loving kindness shall never be removed.
耶和华所立的约也不会迁移。
And His covenant shall never be shaken.
这是怜悯他们的耶和华说的。
This is the Lord God who has compassion on them.
这是以赛亚书54章以赛亚书说的话。
And this is the word recorded in Isaiah 54.
神的愤怒是一时之间的，他的恩典却有一生之久。
God's wrath is just for a moment, but His grace is for eternal.
纵然我们失信, 我们的神, 祂不会失信。
Even we will be faithless, but our God is faithful.
你看看白天黑夜,
take a look at the days and nights.
你看看太阳月亮星辰,
take a look at the sun, the moon, and the stars.
你看看宇宙所有的定律,
take a look at the, all the natural laws in the universe.
就提醒我们神失信时代。
They're all our reminders that our God is faithful.
我们感谢神,
and we thank our God.
为什么要有太阳?
Why do we have the sun?
太阳不过是象征着我们的主耶稣基督, 祂是公义的日头。
It only symbolizes that our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of the Righteous.
为什么有星辰?
Why do we have stars?
祂是明亮的晨星。
Our Lord is the bright morning star.
为什么有光?
Why do we have light?
主耶稣基督, 祂是正光, 祂是世上的光。
The Lord Jesus is the true light. He is the light of the world.
弟兄姊妹, 我只能同, 弟兄, 弟兄姊妹, 交通到这里, 今天我主要还不是交通这个。
Brothers and sisters, I can only share with you on this, to this point, because this is not my main point for today.
为什么有年月日?
Why do we have years, months, and days?
为什么有2005年, 2006年, 2007年, 明年还有2008年, 一年有一年,
why do we have 2005, 2006 and 2007, and the next year 2008, year after year?
为什么有正月、二月、三月、四月、还有五月、还有十二月?
Why do we have January, February, March, all the way through December?
为什么有21号、22号、23号、24号? 一直到31号?
Why do we have the 20th, 21st, and so on until the very last day, 30th of the month?
感谢神,
thank God.
神的恩典,
because of His grace.
神的怜悯,
because of His compassion.
祂给我们很多很多很多的机会。
He has given us so many opportunities time and again.
到了春天,
when the spring comes,
农夫他们撒种,
the farmers will sow their seeds.
结果这一年没有什么收成。
But if there is no crop for this year, happens, that's okay.
还有明年,
because we still have the second
year. 还有明年的春天,
and we still have next year's spring.
你还可以撒种,
you can still scatter your seed.
你还可以有可能丰收,
and there is a chance you will have an abundant crop.
若是只有一年的话,
but if there is only one year,
只有一个春天的话,
if there is only one spring,
你这次失败, 就永永远远失败了, 没有再有成功的机会。
And your failure for this one time then will be your failure forever. You never have any chance to succeed.
今天做生意的人也是一样, 做营, 经营的人也是一样。
Now, likewise for those businessmen.
这一年亏损了, 亏本了。
Maybe you lose a lot of money this year.
不要紧。
That's okay.
还有明年,
because you have the second year.
明年能够转亏为盈。
Next year, you will turn your loss into profit.
还有机会。
You still have the opportunity.
我们念书的人也是一样, 读书的人也是一样,
even for us,
学业上也是一样。
Who study at school, who are scholars.
今年考得不好, 明年还可以考得好。
It's okay, you didn't do well this year at school.
今年暑假你要考的一个大学好的学校, 你考不上, 明年还有机会, 叫你努力。
This year, this summer, maybe you're not admitted to one of the prestigious colleges, but work harder. Next year, you still have the chance.
你看见吗? 一年一年一个月, 甚至有一年还有一个月还有一天。
Do you see it here? You have the chance of one more day, one more month, and one more year.
今天你失败了,
today you fail.
不要紧,你睡一觉,靠着主的恩典,明天你能够得胜。
Maybe you stumble today, but that's okay. By God's grace, tomorrow you shall triumph.
今天你软弱也不要紧。
It's okay if today you're weak.
你好好地睡一觉, 靠着主的恩典, 明天你能够刚强起来。
Take a good night of sleep, and tomorrow, by God's grace, you will be strengthened.
今天你在树林上跌了一跤,
maybe you fall badly today spiritually.
不要紧, 靠着主的恩典, 好好地睡一觉, 明天你又能够站起来了。
But take good heart that have a good night of sleep. Tomorrow, by God's grace, you shall stand again.
弟兄姊妹, 你看见吧, 一年一年, 一个月一个月, 一天一天, 哎呀, 充满着机会。
So brothers and sisters, do you see it here? Year by year, day by day, month by month, they're full of opportunities for you.
耶利米哀歌第三章有一句非常宝贝的一段经文。
Now in Lamentation chapter 3, there is this precious verse.
耶利米说, 我想起这个事, 我就有指望。
Jeremiah said that, as I call this to my mind, I have hope.
耶利米想起什么事他有指望。
What is that Jeremiah remember that he had hope?
他说我们不至于消灭，因着神诸般的慈爱。
He said through the Lord's loving kindnesses that we are not consumed.
因着他的怜悯我们不会的断绝。
And because of his compassion, we shall not fail.
每早晨都是新鲜的。
Every morning, they are new.
每个早晨都是新的。
Every morning, they are new.
每个早晨都是一个复活。
So every morning is a new resurrection.
过去的就过去了，让它死掉了，今天又开始一个复活。
Whatever passed, passed. Whatever died, died. Today is a new resurrection.
这叫死而复活。
This is called death and then resurrection. 因着神的恩典，
每早晨都是新的。
It's all because of God's grace, which is new every morning.
你的信实极其广大，极其广。你的信实极其广大。
Great is God's faithfulness.
所以我的心要对耶和华说，你是我的份。
So my soul shall say to the Lord that you are my portion.
因此我仰望你。
Therefore I hope in you.
凡是等候耶和华、寻求耶和华的，他都要施恩。
And it is good for him who waits for the Lord and who seeks after him.
弟兄姊妹，先明白了吗？为什么有年有月有日？
So beloved, do you understand it now? Why do we have years, months and days?
给我们一次又一次的新的机会。
It's simply that God is giving us time again, a new chance.
我们记得以色列百姓出埃及的故事。
We all remember the story of the Israelites when they left Egypt.
耶和华吩咐他们以本月为一年之首。
The Lord commanded them that make this month the first month of the year.
然后我们知道杀羔羊的事。
And we know the incident of killing the lamb.
他们就出了埃及。
And they left Egypt.
他们就从为奴之家出来了。
They left out of the house of bondage.
他们在捆绑的里面出来了。
They were set free from the bondage.
他们自由了。
And they were free now.
过去的已经过去了。
Whatever is past is past.
过去的都死掉了。
Whatever in the past died.
现在有个大的起头。
And here we have this great beginning.
有个新的起头。
A new beginning.
那就是一正月十四日，他们吃了羔羊的肉，他们出来了。
That is on the 14th of the January after they ate the Passover flesh, the lamb, and then they left the Exodus.
过去都结束了。
Whatever in the past was finished.
有个新的开始。
And here they had this new beginning.
这叫忘记背后，努力面前。
This is called forgetting what lies behind and press on toward what is ahead.
他们到了旷野，他们知道会幕。
Now they came to the wilderness, they put up the tent.
他们现在有了律例典章。
Now they had the statutes and ordinances.
他们现在有了祭司。
Now they had the priesthood.
他们现在有了祭坛。
Now they had the altar.
他们现在有了献祭。
Now they had the sacrifices.
他们不但有个大的开始。
Not only did they have this grand, great beginning.
他们还有个中的开始。
They also have this medium.
大的开始就是一年的开始。
The great beginning is the very beginning of the whole year.
中的开始就是一个月的开始。
And the medium beginning is the beginning of the month.
老师你看诗篇八十一篇。
And if you read Psalm 81,
他们在约束和约王。约束就是 new moon.
Oh, at the new moon.
还有约王就是
at the full moon.
蒙也是父就是满月了，一个是一月的一号，一个是一个月的中间十五号，这个月亮是最圆的。
You know that at the beginning of the month is the beginning of the month of the moon is a crescent, and in the middle of the month, the 15th around that time, it's the full moon.
他们就都有节期庆祝的。
So, they all had different feasts.To celebrate them.
他们都有吹号的节期。
They all had to blow the trumpet to celebrate.
他们过约束，他们也过约王。
So they would celebrate the feast of the beginning of the month and also the full moon.
这是一个终的开始。
And we call this the medium beginning.
他们还有每一天的开始。
And also they have the beginning of each day.
他们早上献祭，到傍晚他们又献祭。
In the morning, they would offer their sacrifices and they would do the same in the evening.
弟兄姊妹，现在你知道为什么有年，为什么有月，为什么有天，叫我们每一天都过一个新的一个开始。
So,
忘记背后，我们有个新的开始，努力前面。
So brothers and sisters, you know that why we have days, months and years, so that we have this new beginning every time and simply forget what lies behind and press on towards what lies ahead.
所以弟兄，我们不但要过外面的年月日。
So brothers and sisters, not only we need to hold the fast externally,
我们都应当过一个属灵的年月日。
But we also have to conduct ourselves in this spiritual month, years, and days.
我们不能像这些不信的人，到了过年，哎呀，我们大家都欢欢，Happy New Year，欢欢喜喜的，哎呀，过年了，当然一年的劳苦，这几天是真应当好好的休息，到外面去旅游，家庭 reunion， 吃喝玩耍，坐下吃喝，起来玩耍，我不是说我们不可以。
Don't be like non-believers after a whole year's hard work. So when the new year comes, you sit down, you drink and eat, you would have vacation, you would have family reunion. I'm not saying this is not right.
但是弟兄不要忘掉，我们属神的儿女，我们一定要过一个属灵的年月日。
But brothers and sisters, don't you ever forget, as God's children, you have to...Observe the spiritual days, years, and months.
我们不能糊里糊涂的一年又过一年，一天又过一天，一个月又过一个月，就这么过去了，很快就过完了。
Don't be stupefied that you're simply muddling through the years, the months, and the days.
我们到了每一年一开始，我们都应当来到神的面前。
So at the beginning of the year, each one of us has to come before God.
在神的光照的底下。
In the enlightenment of God's light.
弟兄姊妹，你还记得在圣经里面有好多次，大概最少有六次到七次讲到正月一号。正月一号，今天没有时间，同学们交通。
Now, brothers and sisters, do you recall that in the Bible, it's about six or seven times that God speaks of the first day of the first month. Today, I don't have time to fellowship with you on this.
我们记得在以斯拉记。
But in Ezra, the book of Ezra,
第七章里头,
in chapter 7,
在正月一号,
and that's in the first day of the first month,
以斯拉离开了耶路撒冷, 离开了巴比伦,
Ezra left Babylon,
一月一号,
he left on the first day of the first month.
什么叫巴比伦?
And what is called Babylon?
巴比伦是一个被掳的地方,
it's a place people were taken captive.
巴比伦是没有自由的地方。
A place without freedom.
巴比伦是不能自由来敬拜、来侍奉、亲近神的地方。
Babylon is a place where you did not have freedom to serve, to draw near to God.
月一号，以斯拉出来了。
But on the first day of the first month,
Ezra left. 耶路撒冷去了。
He went toward Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷是一个能敬拜、能侍奉。能够亲近神的地方。
Jerusalem is the place where he could serve, he could worship, he could be drawn near to God.
耶路撒冷是能见到神荣耀的地方。
Jerusalem is the place where you could see God's glory.
耶路撒冷是一个自由释放的一个地方。
That's the free, place where you can worship God.
我们看见不但是以斯拉一个人出来。
And we see here, not only Ezra left alone.
我们知道这是第二次的以色列百姓的归回，带了几千个人一起出来。
And we know this is the second returning of the captives, and Ezra left thousands of people to go with him.
以斯拉召聚这些百姓。
He rallied all these people.
做什么？
For what purpose?
他们在神的眼光底下。
That in the light of God.
他们在那里哀哭。
There they wept.
他们里面忧伤。
There they mourned.
他们禁食。
There they fasted.
他们悔改,
and they repented. They simply repented.
在神的面前,
right in the presence of God.
回想过去, 他们为什么会被掳的?
They were reflecting, why is it that they were taken captive?
他们现在巴不得这个日子永远结束掉。
And they wish that if only these days were forever finished.
让他们不过去。
That those days be passed.
让这些日子都埋葬都死掉。
That those days be buried, be ruined.
他们要带领这些百姓过一个新的日子。
And Ezra wanted to lead these people into new days.
有个新的开始。
Starting a new beginning.
忘记背后，努力面前。
So forgetting what's behind and press on toward what's ahead.
弟兄姊妹，他们等候神，仰望神。
Brothers and sisters, they waited for the Lord. They simply look onto him.
他们依靠神。
They rely on him.
巴不得他们有一个亨通顺利的那个路程，能够到耶路撒冷。
That if only they could have a smooth, safe journey all the way to Jerusalem.
他们在那里等候神。
And right there, they waited for God.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我想到大卫的诗篇里面一而再再而三，他有最少有十五六次的讲到要等候神，要等候神。
And now I recall in David's Psalms that over and over again, at least 15 times, that David said, wait on the Lord.
一过的日子，不管怎样的痛苦，不管怎样的失去自由，怎样的捆绑，不要紧，等候神。
In the days past, no matter how sorrowful, how binding that might be, that's okay. Simply wait on the Lord.
哎呀，我想到以赛亚书第四十章也有一段很宝贝的话。
And also in Isaiah 54, we also have this so precious verse.
那位永在的神，创造地界的主。
The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth.
他的智慧无法测度。
His understanding is inscrutable.
他不困倦，他也不疲乏。
He does not become weary nor tired.
少年人、壮年人都会困倦，都会跌倒。
Now the young man will become tired and weary. Even the
old
man will fall. But he who waits on the Lord shall regain their strength.
他们要像鹰一样的展翅上腾，行走不困倦，奔跑也不疲乏，等候耶和华的要像鹰一样的展翅上腾。
He who waits on the Lord shall mount up with eagle's wing. They shall run and not become tired. They shall walk and not become weary.
等候耶和华。
Wait on the Lord.
就好像一个老鹰一样受了重伤。
Just as an eagle, although badly hurt.
他躲在这个山脚里面。
He's waiting in the crease of the valley.
一天一天的等候，一天一天的等候，再等候，再等候。
Day and night, day and day, he is waiting there.
等候什么？
What's it waiting for?
我们知道一个鸟所以能够飞得高，能够飞得快。
We know that the reason that a bird can fly high up.
我们都以为这是靠着它的翅膀。
And it can fly so quickly. We thought it's because of its wings.
是的，是有翅膀需要。
Yes, the bird does need a wing.
但是你要知道，一个老鹰能够飞得快，飞得高，最要紧的是翅膀下的那个小的毛，羽毛。
But do you know that for an eagle to fly swiftly and high, it all depends on the feather right under its wings.
所有的鸟类都是一样。
This is the same. This is true with all the birds.
所以老鹰在那里等候什么？
So what's the eagle waiting there?
等候它的羽毛慢慢又长出来了。
It's waiting until the pinions come back on.
这个羽毛越长得丰盛，越长得丰盛，它就越飞得高，就越快。
If the feathers become fuller and fuller, then the eagle is able to fly really fast and really high.
以斯拉与这些百姓们一起等候在神的面前，他们七十年受了重伤。
So likewise, Ezra and these people waited before the Lord because for 70 years they were badly hurt.
他们在神的光照底下悔改。
And in the light of God, there they repented.
主啊，弟兄姊妹，巴不得我们每一年的开始，现在还来得及，现在还是一年的开始。
Brothers and sisters, I hope if only in the very beginning of the year, now we still have the time to do so.
我们等候在神的跟前。
Let's wait before him at his feet.
我们要想一想。
Let's think about it.
我们去年有多少的失败。
How many failures did we have last year?
我们去年有多少的软弱。
How many weaknesses did we have last year?
去年我们有多少的亏欠，有多少的亏缺。
Now, how many wrongs, how many shortcomings did we commit last year?
我们有多少的过失，我们有多少的过犯。
How many transgressions, how many faults we have.
我们有多少的地方没有遵守神的命令，没有遵守神的旨意，没有听从神。
In how many places we did not listen to God, we did not obey His will.
巴不得这些我们都不带到新的一年去。
Oh, if only none of these would be brought over to the new year.
让它都能够结束掉。
Let them all be wrapped up.
让他们都死掉。
Let them all die.
我们站往前面。
We simply press forward.
你只有在神的面前这样一个痛悔，能够忧伤，能够进食，等候在神的面前，你才能够真正有个新的开始。
Only when you wait on the Lord before Him and you pray, you fast, and also you have this repentant, sorrowful heart, then you will have a new, true beginning.
你才会真的有一个新的决定。我们刚刚唱的第三部首，我们有一个决定，我们已经决定。
Then you would have this new resolution, just as the hymn we just sang, we have decided.
不但是过去的失败也好，软弱也好，亏欠，让它过去。
That the past weaknesses, failures, wrongs, let them pass.
就是我们的在神的面前的摆上，我们的得胜，我们的刚强，也让它过去。
But even our victories, our strengths, whatever we put before the Lord, let those pass over.
也不让它带到新的一年。
Don't bring those either into the new year.
失败不好的不带去，就是好的、对的，我们也不带到新的一年，免得我们骄傲，免得我们自信。
Now, anything that's bad, that's weak, that's a failure, we leave it behind. But even something as good, we don't bring it over to New Year either. Otherwise, we will be proud, we will be arrogant.
我们不要纪念这些。
Don't remember any of those.
坏的不再去纪念，好的我们也不再纪念。
We don't remember any bad things, neither do we remember any good things.
我们好的神都纪念，感谢。
Whatever was good, God remembers all.
希伯来书第六章，神并非不公义，我忘记了你们所做的工，就是因他的名所献的爱心，就是殷勤的侍奉啊，圣徒们。
In Hebrews 6, we read that God is not unjust, not remembering all your work, that all the love you havePresented to the saints that you have worked diligently.
只要神纪念就好了，他记得就好了。
The Lord remembers as long as the Lord records. That's it. You don't have to.
别忘记神的面前有个纪念册，要把那些敬畏他和思念他名的人都记在那里。不是神会忘记，神实在看重这些事，神实在是不会忘记这些事。你忘记掉不要紧。
Don't you forget that before God there is this book of remembrance that He records everything.It's so precious treasure by God, but you don't have to remember it. God won't forget.
这是马拉基第四章。
As it's recording Malachi 4.
其实弟兄姊妹，若是你真的所做的每一件事都是心里做的，好像是给主做的，不是给人做的，我们不要从他那里得到基业为赏赐，因为我们知道我们所侍奉的是基督的话。你就不会记得这些事。
Now, frankly speaking, brothers and sisters, if you do everything you do, you really do it from your heart as to the Lord, then you know that you will receive the reward of the inheritance from Him because He, the Christ, is the one we serve. Don't remember all of this, but the Lord remembers it all.
就出于我们肉体的，出于我们天然的，哎呀，我们做了一点好事，我们有了一些摆上。哎呀，你真巴不得人都能够知道，人都能够称赞你，人都能够记得你，弟兄，这是出于你的天然。我说你真是出于圣灵的，出于基督的，出于生命的，出于圣灵的，你根本就不知道的，真的。
Truly, actually, if anything, only those things that's from your flesh, from your natural life, any good thing you have conducted, you will remember it. But if it's from life, from the Spirit, from Christ.You won't remember it, honestly.
人看见你做了很多的好事，做了很好的事，但是你却不知道。
People might see you that doing oh so many good deeds, but you yourself, you don't know it.
感谢主，这些事神都纪念。
But we thank God that all these things, God
remembers. 你忘记了这些事，神都纪念。
Things you forget, God does remember.
你自己所记得的事，神可能忘掉了。
But things you yourself remember.God probably has forgotten it.
你记得吧？马太福音第二十五章。
In Matthew chapter 25, do you recall?
我们主耶稣再来的时候。
When our Lord Jesus comes again.
他要审判。
He will judge.
右边是绵羊，左边的是山羊。
On his right hand are the lamb, and on his left hand are the goats.
他对着右边的绵羊说：“ 我饿了你给我吃，我渴了你给我喝，我赤身裸体你给我穿，我在监狱里你来探访我，我生病你来看我，我在外面做客人你接待我，对不对？
He would say to those lambs on his right side, saying that when I'm thirsty, you give me drink, when I'm hungry, you give me food, when I'm a stranger, you take me in, and when I'm naked, you clothe me, when I'm sick, you come to visit me, when I'm in prison, you come to see me.
但是绵羊怎么对主说的？
But how do all these lambs say to him?
绵羊说，我们什么时候做这些事啊？他们不知道我们做了这些事啊。
They said to the Lord, Lord, when did we do all these? They did not know it.
所以巴不得我们把这些去年最好的更应当把它忘掉。
So remember to forget all those things of last year, especially those good things.
我们展望新的一年。
Looking forward to this new year.
亲爱的弟兄，其实去年我们所有的重担、所有的难处、所有还没有解决的问题，我们也都把它放下。
Brothers and sisters, let go of all your burdens, all your unsolved problems of last year.
不要带到新的一年。
Don't bring them into this new year.
我告诉你，新的一年有更多的重担，有更多的难处，有更多的问题会临到我们。
Because I tell you in advance that there will be more burdens, more problems.Awaiting you.
明年就是今年了，不会比去年好。
This year will never be better off than last year.
今天人很这个很一厢情愿的，这个明天一定会比今天好，有没有这句话？明天会比今天会来得好的。
People always have this wishful thinking that this year, I mean, tomorrow will be today than today, next year will be better than this year.
但是我告诉你,
But I tell you,
明天会比今天更糟糕。
Tomorrow will be worse off than today.
因为这个时代是一个主再来的一个时代。
Because this generation is the generation, right before the Lord returns.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章的第三章一讲，这是末世好危险的时候，不会越来越好，乃是会越来越 worse， 越来越差，越来越差，
Now,
越来越差。
This in Timothy 2 Timothy chapter 3 Paul says that this is a perilous time, and all these things will become from bad to worse. It only can become worse.
天灾人祸会越来越多，今年。
Now natural disasters and all the problems caused by man will abound.
整个世界会得更混乱。
The whole world will become even more chaotic.
罪恶会得更多。
The sins will abound even more flagrantly.
这个时代会越来越黑暗。
This generation would simply become darker and darker.
今天我们若是要为主做忠心的见证，我们所受的压力、所受的难处会越来越多。
Today, if we want to become the faithful witnesses for God, our burdens, our problems will simply increase.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
主已经对我们讲了。
Lord has already spoken to us.
你们不要为穿什么忧虑，喝什么忧虑，不要为这些忧虑，这些都是外邦人所求的。你们所求的这一切，神都知道的。
Do not worry.
你们不要忧虑为这些事。
Do not worry about what will you eat, what will you wear. All these things are sought by the Gentiles. Your Father knows what you need.
先求他的国和他的义，这一切都要加给你们。不要为明天忧虑，明天自有明天的忧虑。一天的难处，一天当就够了。
Seek right, his kingdom and righteousness first. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own problem. Sufficient for the day is today's trouble.
先求他的国，他的义。
Now seek his kingdom and his righteousness first.
有一个条件，你不忧虑吗？有一个条件的。
But there are conditions, preconditions to this.
若是你不求他的国，不求他的义。保证你的忧虑是越来越多，难处是越来越多，重担是越来越重。
I can assure you that if you do not seek His kingdom and His righteousness first, then your burdens, your hardship will simply abound and increase.
你这一年会比去年更糟糕。
So this year of yours will be worse than last year.
这是主讲的话，不是我讲的。
This is what the Lord says, not I.
什么叫先求他的国？
What is it to seek His kingdom and His?
什么叫国？
What is a kingdom?
一讲到国度就是从权柄连在一起的，一讲到国度就是从荣耀连在一起的，国度、权柄、荣耀。
Whenever we speak of the kingdom, it's always connected with glory and his power.
Authority, 他的权柄。
Authority.
弟兄姊妹， 让主在你身上掌权。
So brothers and sisters, let the Lord have His dominion over you.
让基督在你生命中作王。
That Christ reign in your life.
对罗马书第五章第十七节。
Now Romans 5:17.
在那里说，因一人的过犯。
Because one man's offense.
死就这一人做了王。
Death reigned through this one.
岂不是？我们这些受洪恩蒙所赐义的人，岂不更因耶稣基督一人在你们生命中作王吗？
And those of us who have received the abundance of His grace and the gift of righteousness, shouldn't Jesus Christ reign in our life through all the way to eternity?
基督在我们里面，生命里面，让他来作王，这叫国度。
So Christ shall reign in our life.Now this is called kingdom.
听从他，侍奉他。
Now heed him and serve him.
哎呀，在约伯记里面有一句非常宝贝的话，三十六章，在那里说，凡听我的话，第一是听，然后侍奉我的人，他们必度日亨通，历年富乐。
In Job chapter 36, there is such a precious verse. It says, first, hear, and second, serve me.Then their days shall end in prosperity, their years shall end in pleasures.
Contentment, 满足叫你。
And you will be content.
弟兄，这就是主耶稣所讲的，先求他的国，他的义，这些都要加给你，都叫你丰丰丰富富，丰丰富富的有余啊。
Brother and sister, this is what Jesus says, that seek ye first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these will be added to you,plentifully, bountifully.
不但是属灵上的需要，就是地上的需要，我相信也是丰丰富富的供应给我们。
Not only he would supply your spiritual needs, but also your physical needs, he will abundantly give it to you.
这里我就想到马太福音第十三章。
And here I recall Matthew 13.
弟兄姊妹，马太福音十三章讲什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does Matthew 13 speak of?
我们都知道讲到国度的奥秘。
We all know it speaks of the mystery of the kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，国度，我们刚刚还讲到这个义啊，这个先求他的国，什么叫他的义？
Now, brother and sister, we also mentioned that we have to seek his righteousness besides his kingdom. What is his righteousness?
什么叫义？
What is righteousness?
义就是遵循神的旨意。
Righteousness, simply put, is to obey, do his will.
义就是对，对不对？
Righteousness means right.
什么是对的事？
Whatever is right,
或者什么是善的事
？Whatever is good，
不光是多好多善的事，若不是神的旨意，这就不是善的，就不是好的。
But if they are not in God's will, they are not considered good or right.
去年我记得还跟弟兄们交通生命树的意象。
Last year I remember I share with you on the vision of the tree of life.
若不是神的旨意，这不过是出于那个分别善恶树的那一个善而已。
Anything that's not from the will of God is simply from the good of the tree of the good and evil.
就有遵守神旨意的，这个才是神看来是义的，是对的。
Only he who does God's will, he will be considered right and righteous.
所以先求他的国和他的义，这些都要加给你。
Therefore, seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these shall be added to you.
马太福音十三章就讲到国度的奥秘。
Now Matthew 13 speaks of the mystery of God's kingdom.
我们知道里面讲到七个比喻。
And there we have seven parables.
第一个比喻讲到撒种。
The first parable is a parable of the sower.
我们看见为什么这个种子今天撒在我们里面？我们听了这么多的道，听了这么多的道，但是我们的生命不成长。
And here we see that after the seed is being sown into our hearts, we have heard so many messages.Why is our life doesn't grow?
我们知道这个撒种，有些撒在路旁的，有些撒在石头地里面的，有些撒在荆棘里面的。
We know that seeds, some of them are scattered by the road or on the rocky places or into the thorn.
我今天只讲撒在荆棘里的。
Now today I would like to share with you on seed being thrown into the thorn.
今天我们听得到，不能扎根，不能结果，是什么原因？
Why is it today after we hear God's word, it cannot take root and cannot bear fruit?
撒在荆棘里。
Because the word has been
thrown
in thorn.
什么叫荆棘？
What's a thorn?
荆棘主耶稣解释，今生的思虑，钱财的。 迷糊。
As the Lord Jesus explains it, the thorn simply is the deceitfulness of the riches and the worry of this world.
今生的思虑和钱财迷糊是连在一起的。
So the worry of this world and the deceitfulness of
this
world are connected.
你一时多忧虑，你就对着钱财越是迷糊。
Now, the more you worry, the more deceived by riches will you be.
为什么你知道吗？
Do you know why?
你为了要安全。
Because you're seeking after safety.
你被钱财受了骗，你认为钱越多，你的忧虑就越少，你钱财越多，你就可以不要忧虑了。
Because you're looking for security, so you're deceived by riches. You're thinking that the more money I have, the less worrisome I will become.
其实你是受了欺骗的。
But actually, you are taken for a ride.
可能你钱越多，你的忧虑就越多。
But actually,The more money you have, you probably be more worrisome.
你钱不多，可能忧虑还少一点。
Well, before you didn't have that much money, then you had less fear, worry.
但是主耶稣说，你们不要忧虑。
But the Lord Jesus says, do not worry.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意第十三章讲到这些？十四章讲什么？十五章讲什么？这个关系，我认为是有关的。
Brothers and sisters, after you read chapter 13, have you noticed what is spoken of in 14 and 15? I believe all these are linked.
神就是主耶稣要解决我们那个忧虑的问题，神实在是体贴我们的软弱。
Now, God actually speaks of all our worries, and He is so sympathetic with our weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹，十四章讲什么？讲了两个神迹。
Now, in chapter 14, God talk about two miracles.
一个神迹我们都知道。
The first miracle we all know.
是五饼二鱼，喂饱了五千人，还余下了好多好多。
It's a miracle of five loaves and two fish, and this miracle fed so many people and have so many fragments of bread left over.
这个神迹是哪里行出来的？是在旷野的里面。
Now, where did this miracle happen? It's in the wilderness.
还有一个神迹，我们知道就是主耶稣叫着门徒坐船到对岸，到加伯农去，他自己到山上去祷告了。后来他们在海里面遇到大风，遇到大浪，后来主耶稣就来到他们中间，在水上行走，这个神迹。
Now, the other miracle is that after this miracle of five loaves and two fish, the Lord urged strongly his disciples to get into the boat and get over to the other side, and the disciple came across a big tempest. And at this time, our Lord was on the mountain and praying.
我们知道第十五章讲什么。
And on chapter 15,
这里有讲到一个神迹，是七个饼几条鱼喂饱了四千人，也在旷野里面。
And in 15, it speaks of another miracle, that of seven bread loaves and several fish, and it fed 4,000 people.
弟兄姊妹，这给我们很大的鼓励。
Our brothers and sisters, what an encouraging statement this is.
我们不需要忧虑的。
Because we don't have to worry.
今天每一个基督徒，今天我们都生活在这个旷野。
Because every Christian is living in a wilderness today.
我们是在旷野里面行走。
Yes, we are walking in the wilderness.
我们刚刚念的生命记第32章讲到在旷野，旷野是狮子吼叫的地方，旷野是一个荒凉的地方，旷野是没有供应的地方。
In Deuteronomy 32, we just read the wilderness is where it's a desolate, a wasteland. It's the place there are no supplies.
旷野是蛇的地方，是充满着蛇和蝎子的地方，试探试炼的地方，是一个容易迷失的地方。
It's a place full of temptations, the place where you would get lost. It's a place full of serpents and scorpions.
我们今天就在旷野里面。
And here today, we are walking in the wilderness.
但是感谢神。
But we thank our God.
我们看见的耶利米书生命记第33章，神有丰富的供应，他要保护我们，他要供应我们，他要环绕我们，他要保护我们，像也保护他眼中的瞳人一样。我们可以去旷野里面是那样的丰富，那样的丰富的供应。这是旷野，但是我们看见这也是迦南。
Then again in Jeremiah 33, we read that although this is a wilderness, it could also become Canaan. Because our Lord encircles us, He supplies our needs, He guards our ways.
他与我们同在。
And he is with us.
今天我们走的路也是在海里面。
Today our way is also in the sea.
正像这个门徒们坐船在大海里面一样。
It's just like the disciples riding in the ship.
这个海是撒旦霸占的地方。
The sea is a place where Satan has control.
这个海里面有大风有大浪是不停的。撒旦一直在那里搅扰，一直在那里搅扰，没有平静的时间。这是今天的一个世界。
In the sea, you would have the raging waves. In the sea, you would have the gusting wind.
一浪又一浪，一波又一波。
Wave after wave, billow after billow, Satan never stops stirring it up.
今天我们也是一样，一个难处过去，又是一个难处；一个试炼过去，又是一个试炼；一个试探过去，又是一个试探。哎呀，我们一直在海里面。在那里翻腾啊。
Likewise, today we are being tossed in the sea, temptation after temptation, problems after problems, hardship after hardship.
这是不能避免的。
This is simply unavoidable.
基督徒也不例外。
This is the thing prevalent among all Christians.
我们感谢主，只有到了有一天新天新地，我们就看见海。
But we thank God that one day in the new heaven and new earth, we see that there is no longer sea.
今天我们在海里不要紧，主与我们同在。
It's okay, today we are in the sea.
我们看见主耶稣在山上，在那里为我们祷告，这就是大祭司在高天之上，他升了高天，他为我们天天在那里祷告。
Now, as Jesus was praying on the mountain for his disciples, here we see the Lord Jesus has passed through the heavens.Ascended on high, there our high priest is praying.
他知道我们生活在这个旷野，他知道我们行路在那个大海里面。
He knows that we live in this wilderness. He knows that we are sailing in the sea.
他体贴我们的软弱。
So he's sympathetic with our weakness.
因为他自己经过这个沙漠的旷野，他也自己经过这个大海。
Because he himself went through this wilderness, he himself went through this great sea.
彼得彼得西门西门撒旦要塞你但是我已经为你祈求
Simon Simon as the Lord says Satan has asked for you to sift you as wheat but I pray for you
我不会叫你失去信心
that your faith should not fail
你回头还要坚固你的百姓
after you have turned back to me strengthen your brethren
我们的主今天为着我们在那里祷告
there our Lord is praying for all of us
撒旦要塞我们
At the same time, Satan is trying to sift us.
多少时候神也让我们让撒旦筛一筛。
And many times, God allows Satan to sift us.
为什么
？Why?
撒去的都是这个败子，对不对？这个谷麦子都存在里头。
Because all those being sifted through.Are the tares, but the good one, the wheat, is being maintained.
所以不要紧，你撒吧，让你去撒，越撒越干净，越撒信心越坚固，对不对
？So don't be afraid. Let him sift you. The more he sifts you, the more pure you will become.
不是我们有信心，因为我们的大祭司为我们祷告，所以我们不会失掉信心。
It's not that we have this faith, but because our high priest is praying for us, therefore we have this confidence.
叫我们的生命越来越洁净，越来越干净，里面的杂质越来越少。
So that our life will become even more and more purified. There will be less and less dross.
我们本来就是在矿山这个金山里面挖出来的一个金矿，在我们的里面，这个生命在我们里面。
This new life in us is just like the ore in a mountain.
这个金矿就是我们主的生命在我里，但是里面还有很多的杂质，我们自己的那个生命需要把它筛掉，这些都是这个败子，一定要筛掉，越筛越干净。
It's like mine of gold had so many mixed impure things within it, so the Lord has to sift us. The more He does it, the more dross will be rid of, and our life will become more abundant, fuller.
我们有这样信心讲这句话
And we do have this faith.
今生我们所受的无论是哪一种痛苦哪一种苦难
Whatever hardship, whatever suffering we might encounter in this life.
今生叫我们得到一处来世叫我们得到永远的荣耀
It's all for our profits in this world and for our glory in eternity.
今生得一处来世得永远的荣耀
Whatever we suffer is for the profits of this present world and for the eternal glory to come.
我们看见我们的主耶稣不但在山上为我们祷告，我们也看到他又走到门徒的中间。
Here we see our Lord Jesus, not only he's praying on the mountain for his disciples, but also he went into his disciples' midst.
他的脚踩在这个大海上面。
And his feet stood on the sea.
他的脚踩在大风大浪的上面。
Stood upon the great wind and the great storm.
我们想到启示录第十章。
And then we recall in Revelation 10.
我们看见有一位大力的天使。
Here we see a strong angel.
哎呀，这位大力的天使手中拿着小书卷。
And in his hand was this little book.
从天降临。
Coming down from heaven.
就像主一样的从山上走下来。
Isn't it just like our Lord coming down from the mountain to his disciples?
有云彩披在他的身上。
He came down from heaven and a cloud closed him.
他的头上有红。
And rainbow was above his head.
他的脸面像热头一样。
His face was like sun.
他两个脚像火柱。
And his two feet were like pillars of fire.
我们看见他右脚踩在海上，左脚踩在大地的上面。
His right foot was on the land, and his left on the sea.
然后有大的声音，像狮子吼叫的声音。
And then there is this loud voice, just like a lion roars.
这个声音完毕了，就有七雷在那里响起。
After this a voice, the seven peal of thunder uttered.
我们知道这位天使就是我们的人子主耶稣基督。
And we do know that this strong angel is the Son of Man, our Lord Jesus Christ.
他右脚踩在海中，他的左脚踩在大地上，所有都在他的权柄管制的底下，天上地下所有的权柄都已经给了我们的主。
Now his right hand was on the land, his left foot was on the sea. Everything was under his control. All the authorities in heaven and on earth.Has been given to our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们不要惧怕，不要忧虑。
So don't we worry, don't we be afraid.
风浪再大，不要紧。
As great as the storm might be,
都在神的主权控制掌管的底下。
It's all under the rule, under His dominion.
弟兄姊妹，新的一年，让我们能够放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，诚心忍耐，奔。我们新的一年仰望信心常思沉重的主。
Brothers and sisters, as the new year comes, let's put aside every encumbrance and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let's run with endurance the race that is set before us, and looking unto Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of our faith.
他的慈爱怜悯每早是新的，每一个月都是新的，每一年。
His loving kindness, his compassion is new every morning, every day, every month, every year.
凡依靠的，依靠他的，凡等候他的，心里仰望他的，他都要施恩。
He will grace to give grace to whoever who waits for him, who seeks after him.
他要平安的带我们度过2007年。
And he will lead us.Safely through this year of 2007.
弟兄姊妹，今天我同学们交通的，其实还没有讲到我的主题。
Brothers and sisters, after all is being said, I haven't touched on my theme yet.
什么是保罗的忘记背后，努力面前
？And what Paul is saying, forgetting what's behind, press on toward what's ahead.
到底保罗的目标标杆是什么
？What is Paul's goal?
到底保罗在那努力什么？
What is that Paul is working so hard for?
我想我还有第二讲、第三讲、第四讲。
Therefore, I have the second, third, and the fourth sharing with you.
我们低头祷告。
Your head bowed, please, let's pray.
主，我们想起这些事，我们里面就有指望。
Lord, as we recall all these things into our mind, we have hope in us.
因为我们知道，主啊，你有诸般的慈爱，我们不至于消灭。
Because it is through your loving kindnesses that we are not consumed.
因着你的怜悯
Because of your mercy.
每早每天每月每年都是新的
Every morning, every day, every month, every year, it is new.
主，你的心思实在是广大
Greatness is your faithfulness.
你已经写作万有，你所造的定力都已经告诉了我们
You have told us all of this through the every creature in the universe, through your natural laws.
主啊，你在天上为我们做了这个见证。
Oh Lord, you have borne this witness in heaven for us.
大山不会改变, 小山会的迁移,
that the mountains may be removed, the hills may be shaken, but you will never change.
新的一年求你复兴我们。
Oh, as this new year is here, revive us.
主啊, 复兴我们, 使你的脸发光, 我们就能够蒙拯救。
Revive us that we could see your face shining, that we could be saved.
让我们在各种软弱, 失败的光景中间能够蒙你拯救。
So that in all of our weaknesses and failures that we will be delivered by you.
这新的一年让你在我们身上更多地得到荣耀。
In this new year, may you be glorified even more in us.
这新的一年愿我们的主在教会中并在基督里能够得到荣耀。
In this new year, may our Lord receive His glory in Christ, in the church.
主愿我们先求你的国和你的义。
Oh Lord, help us seek your kingdom, seek your righteousness.
我们的心里真主伟大,
so that we will magnify you in our hearts.
我们的灵一生, 我们的救主为快乐,
and our spirit rejoices, God our Savior.
主啊, 我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
我们要称谢那位, 引导自己的百姓行走旷野的路的, 你的慈爱, 以本为善, 你的慈爱, 永远长存。
Oh Lord, you are good. You're the one who leads. Who leads your people through the wilderness.
感谢主, 虽然我们在旷野, 在海中, 你与我们同在。
Your mercy endures forever. Even though we're in wilderness, we're in sea, we have your presence.
你要宽饶我们, 你要供应我们, 你要保护我们, 像保护你眼中的同人一样。
You will encircle us, you will supply our needs, you will guide us, and you will protect us as you protect the pupil,
主,
为做你的, of your eye.
为做你的荣耀, 为做你的名, 保守我们,
For your
name's
sake, For your glory, deliver us and help us.
听孩子的祷告,
Hear your child's prayer.
我们在这里一起的仰望, 一起的等候, 一起的依靠。
Together, we look unto you, we wait on you, and we rely on you.
我们在祷告, 祈求是因耶稣基督的名。
We pray and in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.